You are as well?
Yeah.
Passing showers.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
that's right.
We're here.
We are here. We're joined by Becky. You know, yeah. Becky wrote a book with her mother.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell me the number before infinity. A beautiful, beautiful book, by the way. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
And you're going to share a passage from the book. Is that right?
Yeah.
And growing up, I know everyone faces challenges. And I appreciate your sharing your own challenges as well.
Sometimes.
And Julian can relate, too. You guys are just relating to each other how much he can relate to this as well. So thank you so much for coming in and sharing today.
Okay. And so this poem is called Some People. I scare some people with my presence. Not many know how to react when they see me. There are strangers who use simple words when talking to me. Some raise the pitch of their voice. Others increase the volume. People I've never seen before come up to tell me how lucky I am, how brave. People expect many things from me. Some want me to teach them. Some expect me to be stupid. Others want me to solve the world's problems. Many are amazed that I'm just living my life. Many don't listen to what I'm saying. Many don't want to let go of their ideas. However, some have. Okay, that's just a taste of what you can read.
That's a beautiful poem. Thank you so much. You know, you give us a chance to grow and to think.
Yeah.
And thank you for coming to share.
Yes.
That's what community radio is all about, is sharing. Isn't it, Julian?
Yes.
Did you like that?
Just like me.
That's right, just like you. Get the information about the book signing at Talk Story Bookstore tonight. Hanapepe. Oh, Becky, do you know what time it is down there that this book signing is?
It's from 5 to 9:30.
5 to 9:30. Talk Story Bookstore, Hanapepe. Tell me the number before infinity. A brilliant reply, may I say. I heard the story behind that, and that kicks butt. I was like going, of course that's the one question you'd ask. How would you know otherwise? You got it to understand that. You got to show up at the Talk Story bookstore and ask, what does that mean? Show me the money. That sounds like a beautiful thing. Thanks again for being here. And please stay around if you have time. Ask for more insights and maybe we can dance along to the music too. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate you coming all the way to North Shore, and our door is always open.
Yeah.
And, oh, thank you, Julian, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he has the biggest smile I've seen for a while. Good job. We gotta get back to dancing. Oh, that's right, we're taking pledges, too, now. 826-7771, 826-7774. We are your community radio station, yeah. Kauai Community Radio. Also, I got this list of wave riders that needs to be heard.
Yeah.
Please take a listen. If you have any questions about anything you hear about these wave riders, give us a call.
Yeah.
We're happy to answer.
Yeah, man.
And there are to our cat listeners. Get those paws up. Start dialing now. Boy, do they even work on touchstones, or do they need to use... I mean, they have to use touch the push button phones. I imagine cats do.
Huh? Yeah,
because I don't think the iPads. I don't know if they work on that.
They like mice.
Like mice. Oh, they do. Cats work well with mice. Go right to your computer. Click on the donate button. To our cat listeners, brilliant. Thank you, Tina. Everywhere I turn. This is Kauai Community Radio, top of the hour. We have Dina Taylor in here right now with us, joining. And I forgot to mention the website.
Okay.
And some other information for you. And I would ask you if you could fill in on where I missed out a little bit.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that this was a book that Becky and I wrote together. Mm-hmm. It's got interwoven chapters, and it's the story of her life growing up with a disability from our two perspectives. And people can see reviews on Amazon. The book is called Tell Me the Number Before Infinity. So it's on Amazon. We have a Facebook page and also a website, which is tellmethenumberbeforeinfinity.com, and that's without any spaces. Just tell me the number before infinity. So I'm going to read just a little short chapter here. It's called Monsters. There are monsters biting at my brain, Becky told us. She was 5, maybe 6. They won't go away. At night, in your dreams, I asked. No, in the day. When in the day? Just sometimes in the day. What do they look like? They have teeth all over. Can you tell them to go away? I asked her. I mean, look right at them and yell at them to get out of there. I tried that. I even put up signs in my brain saying, go away, close down forever. But it didn't do any good. We were sitting at the kitchen table. Rodney and I looked at each other and burst out laughing. What a kid. Where did she get the idea to do that? Well, that certainly was a good try, I told her. I wondered if there was any connection between biting her brain and the fact that she is, quote, brain damaged. Can you draw us a picture of one of the monsters? Rodney asked her. We got her a pencil and paper, and she drew a shape with teeth all over it. She said the monsters were white. I have an idea, Rodney said. Let's make some cookies that look like your monsters. Then, every time they come into your head, you can take a cookie and eat it. Shall we do that? Becky considered this plan and said yes. So Rodney made some cookie dough and cut out monster shapes using Becky's drawing. Then he put cornflakes all over them for the teeth and put them in the oven to bake. When the monster cookies were cool, we put them in a big glass jar on a low shelf so Becky could reach them. A few days later, she took a cookie and ate it. The monsters never came back. We finally threw the moldy cookies out.
Yeah. Wow.
So we will be in Honopapi tonight in front of Talk Story Bookstore, 5 to 9:30.
Please show up and enjoy this. Thank you so much, Dina.
Thank you, Dina.
For coming by and...
Yes.
Julian's all happy, too. Back to our program?
Yeah.
I think so. Thank you for sharing with Dee's Diner and our community audience. Thank you.
Thank you again.